Had they known what was going to happen, they would have never taken off the snow tires. But, of course, there was no way of knowing what was going to happen. But the law was plain. All snow tires must be removed by April 1. The results were disastrous. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the advantage of knowing the future. After all of Chicago and suburbs had obediently removed all snow tires by April 1, the worst snow in 8 years hit the city. Up to a foot of snow fell in some parts of town. It took me 5 hours to make a trip from Wheaton to the airport, a trip that usually takes a little over 30 minutes. Hundreds of cars were stalled in the snowdrifts. Other hundreds ran out of gas, had to be abandoned. We just barely made it to a gas station. Because most people were on the road 10 times longer than they planned to be, the gas gauge hit empty while they crept along the freeways. So here was a city with a foot of snow, hundreds of abandoned cars and trucks, with the roads glutted with thousands of slow-moving vehicles. Snow tires would have kept most of them moving, but the snow tires were safely stored away for another year. If people had only known. You know, that's one of the things that is a constant surprise to me in the spiritual realm. I'm sure most people realize that one day they're going to stand before God. Somewhere, in one way or another, someone must have told them. Popular songs talk about that great judgment day that's coming. Radio and television pastors and evangelists share the message constantly. Prepare to meet thy God. I'm sure people know it, but they ignore the message. I was talking in Washington, D.C. with a man who works in a satellite weather warning commission. He told me that Darwin, Australia, had repeated warnings regarding the cyclone that devastated their city. Many lives could have been saved had they heeded the warnings that they had been given. Now let me just assume that there are some people listening to this broadcast today who have never made their peace with God. There are two things I must tell you. One, there is a day when you will bow before the Lord Jesus Christ. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Bible says, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment." There will come a day when you will stand all alone before your Maker. There will be no person to hide behind, no excuse to hide behind, nothing. The second thing is that it is possible to make peace with God. The Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Today, the Lord Jesus Christ waits at your heart's door to come into your life, forgive your sins, and be your Savior and Lord. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and I will sup with him, and he with me." He waits for you to receive him into your life. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Do it now. May God bless you as you place your life in God's hands and learn to walk with him.